What is declarative praise? That's what we're going to learn in today's episode of Grace in Focus. I am Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society. Thank you so much for joining us. We're currently in a series on the Psalms, and we have special guest David Renfro, who is an expert on the subject, and he's going to teach us a little bit about declarative praise, a category of the Psalms. Let's go right to today's episode of Grace in Focus.
Welcome to the show. My name's Sean Lazar.
Hi, I'm Bob Wilkin.
And we're here with David Renfro. He's our guest today. He's a THM from Dallas Seminary in Old Testament, and he's written a commentary on Exodus that you can find at thebiblesays.com. Welcome to the show, David.
Happy to be here.
We are continuing a series on the Psalms, and this is the second episode. And in the first episode, which people can hear at our website, faithalone.org, or on iTunes, you mentioned that there are different categories of Psalms.
There are several. Scholars over the last century have organized the 150 Psalms into categories such as praise Psalms, lament Psalms, wisdom, liturgical. There's a bunch.
Now, one of the things you said in the last episode is that the word Psalms comes from the Hebrew Tehillim, which means praises. Is that right?
Well, the word Tehillim is the Hebrew name for the book of Psalms.
Right.
And it literally means songs. And because everything comes off a Hebrew verb in Hebrew, it's weird. And the Hebrew verb where Tehillim comes from is to sing, or to sing with a ringing cry, loud voice, in other words. Sometimes, and we'll see this as we go through this series, there are times when the Lord wants us to just let it rip in praise, shout, sound the trumpets, and just really go nuts.
Right. So what is the first category we're going to look at?
The first category is what's called declarative praise. What scholars have done is they've made a distinction between declarative praise that we're going to talk about here and descriptive praise, which we're going to talk about at a later time.
Okay.
And the difference is, that sounds real technical. Really what that means is that declarative praise is praising the Lord for what he has done, his works of deliverance, his works of provision and protection, that kind of thing.
Right.
Descriptive praise is praising the Lord for who he is. The classic example of that is Psalm 139, which talks about the omniscience of God, that God knows everything. That's who he is. And that whether I make my dwelling in heaven or in Sheol, which is high and low, heaven and the grave, you are there, and which teaches his omnipresence. God is 100% present everywhere. That's who he is. That's his character. That's his nature. And that's what descriptive psalms praise the Lord for, is to what he is.
So we're going to talk about declarative praise.
Declarative
praise. The things that God has done, and you're praising him for what he's done.
Right.
And so like the Passover, by the way, that would be declarative praise, the whole Passover celebration, etc. It's a type of declarative praise?
It's a type of declarative praise because of what the Lord did. The deliverance from Egypt, from the last plague, remember, the death of the firstborn, and the crossing of the Red Sea, when there was no way out, the Lord delivered them, and therefore he is worthy of praise.
So when Christians are worshiping, whether corporately or in private in your families, it is appropriate to thank God for specific things that he's done in your life.
I'll go you one further. Okay. In the Old Testament, it was a sin not to praise.
Mm.
And the idea is, in the Old Testament, and I think this transfers to us here in the New Testament, is if God has given you a benefit, whether it's material or spiritual benefit, your first action should be to praise the Lord and recognize and acknowledge that it's from him and not from the God whatever.
Right.
And you're acknowledging him for that, and you're giving him the praise for that gift. That's what praise is. It's acknowledging, that's part of praise, is acknowledging that he is the giver.
Well, we have an example of that in the Gospels, where the Lord heals 10 lepers, remember?
Yes.
And he sends them to the priest, and on the way to the priest, they're all healed, and only one of the 10 comes back and praises and thanks the Lord. And the Lord's question is, where are the other 9?
Right.
This kind of cuts to the quick. I'm thinking about my little church, And I don't know about y'all's churches, but our church has a little praise and prayer request time. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, when the pastor goes, does anyone have anything to praise God about, or does anyone have any prayer requests? There's always a lot of silence on the praise.
Stunned silence.
There's a lot
of
requests for, like, for healing and pray for me because I feel so sick or whatever. There aren't a whole lot of, like, praising God for this or that type of thing.
And I think we need to do way more of that. Like at Victor Street at the Lord's Supper, every time they'll have prayer requests. I'm trying to say, don't just share gimme, gimme, gimme kind of thing.
Right.
Or I need this, I need that. Share praises. I need to hear what God is doing in your life.
Right.
That increases my faith.
Right.
To see his faithfulness to you, that helps me.
So you're saying there's a whole category of psalms just dedicated to that. What does a declarative praise psalm look like? How do you know that it's that type of psalm?
Well, a lot of these psalms have a specific form. That's what these scholars have said. And declarative praise, they'll start out with an initial praise, initial call to praise, if you will. And then there'll be a section, and sometimes it's short, sometimes it's really long, of why we should praise. And most of the time, it's deliverance from some danger. You know, David was under constant danger. A lot of the Psalms in the Book of Psalms is, Lord, deliver me from my enemies. They're surrounding me, and they're about to shoot me full of arrows.
Right.
I need deliverance. And then there's the declaration that you can do that.
Why don't we look at a specific one? Maybe that would be helpful.
Okay. What I was going to do is kind of go over, and we can't go into detail with any of these psalms that we're studying here, because there's, believe me, we could spend 10 sessions on just this one psalm.
Right.
But I thought Psalm 75 would be a really good one. It's called a declarative praise psalm. If you read it in the superscription in the introduction, it says, to the chief musician, set to Do Not Destroy, a psalm of Asaph, a song.
Do Not Destroy.
Yeah. Apparently that was on the top 40 hit parade back then.
I don't remember singing that in church ever. Do not destroy us, Lord.
Maybe we should.
Maybe we should.
But yeah, I think there were a lot of tunes that what they would do is they would take those tunes and then apply these words. I'll give you a good example. This last Sunday, my wife, we did a Zoom service with the church in Mineola, and my wife is a professional singer, and she's paired up with a guy that she used to sing with in rock and roll bands in the 60s.
Uh-huh.
And he's a believer, and he's a great musician, and he does all the instrumentation, and Linda sings. And what he did was the old Beatles song, Let It Be.
Uh-huh.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
He changed the words to Christian words.
Okay.
And Linda sang it, and there's a series of slides that appear in this YouTube video behind that, and Linda's singing, and then this guy is playing the instrumentation. Essentially, that's what's going on here in Psalm 75. There is a Do Not Destroy song that's really popular, and what Asaph did is he used that song and applied these words to it.
So he took the tune and changed the words.
That's right.
Interesting.
And one major thing here, notice in verse 1 of Psalm 75, he says, we give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks. There's a couple of things I want to point out to you here. That word give thanks is an important worship word. We think, because it's translated give thanks, that it means thank you. There's nothing wrong with saying thank you to the Lord, but that's not the meaning of give thanks in Psalms.
Oh.
Whenever you see the words give thanks or thanksgiving, the Hebrew word goes back to the Hebrew verb. There's these verbs again. To know. It's interesting. In fact, there's a category of Psalms called Todah. Okay. Psalms, and that's thanksgiving. That's the word, and it comes from the Hebrew verb yada. And it means to know. So what's the connection between thanksgiving and to know? The idea is acknowledgement.
Ah, so recognizing what the Lord is.
Right.
And opening up your eyes and seeing what God is doing.
Exactly. And acknowledging who he is. So when you give thanks, it's acknowledgement of who, and in this case, what he has done.
Mm-hmm.
The description of praise is they will give thanks because of who he is.
So it's almost like in order to worship properly, you need to be someone who learns to be attentive to what God is doing. You need to learn to look for what he's doing to praise him.
Yeah, in fact, doesn't the second half of verse 1 say that?
Your wondrous works declare that your name. And see, once again, there's another important word here. The word name means character. It's not name in the sense of what people call you. It's name in the sense of your character. What makes you, you?
Yeah.
So the name, it's not like today. I was just talking to a friend the other day how we name our kids, and we just kind of named our kids randomly. But back then, names meant something. Your name stood for God's name, at least, stood for his. When you're praising God's name, you're praising his character.
Exactly.
His name stands for something.
That's right. That's what Asaph is trying to do here. He is wanting to give thanks or acknowledge who God is because of what God does. And later on, verse 4 starts the whole, why is Asaph giving thanks to the Lord? He says, I said to the boastful, do not deal boastfully, and to the wicked, do not lift up the horn. The horn is a symbol of power, and the idea here is that these people that are against Asaph are boastful, they're arrogant, they're not submissive to the Lord's will. They think, the battle cry in the book of Exodus, I found out, is from the Israelites, I have a better plan. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's going on here.
Mm.
And then at the very end, is verses 9 and 10, as a contrast to these boastful people, Asaph says, but I will declare forever, I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked I will also cut off. That's quoting the Lord. But the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. So you have a choice.
One of the things I think we need to recognize is in the Psalms, when we see reference to the righteous or the wicked, we're not talking unsaved versus the saved or the believers and the unbelievers. We're talking those who are walking with God, the righteous, versus those who are not, the wicked. Now, the wicked may be unregenerate,
right,
but that's not the point. These are all covenant people within the nation of Israel. And so the point is, we're to be the righteous.
And we are to give thanks to the Lord for his great gift to those who are righteous.
David, thank you so much for those thoughts and declarative praise. Here's my challenge to you. Next time your pastor asks you for a praise or a prayer request, why don't you think of something the Lord has done in your life and thank him for it? Praise him the way the Psalms praise him, so that you can encourage yourself and encourage others around you.
Thank you, gentlemen, for that great discussion. Would you like to learn more from Dr. Bob and Sean and the other guests that we have on this show? If so, you can do exactly that by going to faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. It's packed with all kinds of materials that are designed to help you grow and mature in your faith and your understanding of Scripture. A great example is our daily blog posts. You can get signed up for free, and every day a new post will show up in your inbox. Go to faithalone.org. This radio show is made possible from the generous donations of listeners just like you. If you'd like to become a financial partner with this show, you can go to faithalone.org and find out exactly how to do just that. Do you have a question for Sean or Bob? I know that I've often had questions for them. If you do, I want to give you our email address so that you can reach out to us to ask that burning question. It's radio@faithalone.org. radio@faithalone.org. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to talk about descriptive psalms. You're going to want to join us for that. I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society, and until next time, let's keep grace in focus.